You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for
He is good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends. So Father, we just thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for time with you. And we don't have to be in church to go to that place. We can stay in that place. And we thank you that you are God and there is no equal. There is none like you in all the world. So we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your healing virtue that flows on the inside of us, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You're just constantly feeding us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can have a seat. Glory. Thank you, Wayne. I think you believe that song. So in this format, in this church, Chosen Generation Ministry, you're free to laugh. It's okay to laugh in church. Y'all do know that, right? Okay, because some churches you can't laugh. You're free to cry without apologizing. What do we mean? If you start crying, don't apologize. Well, I'm sorry I started crying. Because you don't hear me apologize, do you?
Okay, all right, then. I'm the leader. And you're free to make mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes here as long as you're willing to change the mistakes you made. Uh-oh. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. Because the first time, it might have been a mistake. Y'all don't want me to talk about second, third time, dude. Okay, so I just skipped the third time. It's intentional. All right? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's intentional. All right, see what the neighbor said. Did they look away? Did they look away? Oh, how many neighbors looked away? Y'all go ahead, raise your hand. Nobody gonna raise their hand. Okay, all right. It's free to make mistakes in both your questions and your answer. There's no silly question, just the one you didn't ask. Because what I found out about human behavior is the reason why you didn't ask is because you were ashamed or were having some issues about how people might look at you. Uh-oh. I always keep going back to the blind man by the side of the road. If he's blind and you telling him to shut up and you can see, he's not listening to you because he want to see like you see. Amen? All right, so I'm throw this out here and see whether y'all can pick up what we're talking about. No, let me go ahead and do the prayer first. Let's do the prayer. Let's do the prayer because I need to pray. Amen? All right, y'all ready? Who got it back there? Okay, go ahead and do it. All right, y'all ready? Stand on up. Wake y'all up. So y'all ready? Now, before we pray, y'all know that you give the Holy Spirit permission to go into y'all's stuff, right? Because he go into my stuff, so he going to go in y'all's stuff. All right, let's do it. Father, I choose to be open and receptive today. I humble myself, bearing my heart, my joys, and my pains. I thank you for restoring my wounded soul. I believe that I will not receive more than my humanity can bear. I ask that what is hidden in my conscious and unconscious mind, those secrets hidden from myself, that block my growth and intimacy with God and others be revealed. Search me, Holy Spirit. Reveal these hidden hurts to me and show me the areas that must be addressed today. I give you permission to go to the points of inception of my hurts and hidden memories that are negatively impacting my life. I give you access to my heart and mind so that you may bypass any repression, denial, depression, disassociation, confusion, guilt, shame, condemnation, pride, unforgiveness, anger, fear, or lies that may be blocking my memories. Override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. So you're giving them, y'all have a seat now. So you're giving them permission to go in there. So I'm talking about Ignite. So minding my own business. Y'all know what happened when I mind my own business. So all of a sudden, I started to see things, you know, about my mom and my dad. And you know, because we're talking times past and we're getting ready to go deeper today. Because I wanted to know about how our parents, us watching our parents, how they deal with anger, how that impacts us. So dad was working on the car. Tim probably was working with Tim, you know, electrician, plumber, auto mechanic, all those things. So dad had the car door open and he had his leg out because he was leaning in the car like this. And, you know, I pretty boy, I ain't want to get my hand dirty, so I ain't mess with the cars. Okay, so that's how my family found out that there's an anointing. Because I never really worked on cars or wood stuff, but the anointing was flowing through me from my father. And so anyway, back to dad, leg hanging out the car. So we had his neighbor, and the neighbor was an alcoholic. He was a drunk. And so he only spoke once he was drunk. So I hear you. So dad's leg hanging out the car. And he comes over to the car and pushes the door shut with dad's leg in it. And I see dad rise up and I see this frown on his face and I see him holding back what he want to say to him. And he just said, just get on up the hill. Just get on up the hill. So I saw, that was one of my first expressions, seeing my dad anger for the first time. But I saw within him how he wanted to say something different than what he said. Is that what we call self-control? Okay. And so he just said, just get on up here. But his whole body, his facial expression lined up with what he was trying to say. Then I talk about my mama. So we talk about mama and daddy. Okay, I'm going to talk about y'all mom and dad in a minute, though. So mom, she was cool. See, dad had this thing. This was dad's thing. He watched the news, and he watched, what is with the baseball at the end of the year where they have the World Series? That's the things he watched, and Stanford and son. So mom was back in the bedroom, just sitting down, just chilling. And we hear a knock at the door, and one of my sister's husband came by. And you see how I'm changing, how I'm looking, okay? All right? And so dad is watching, what y'all call the baseball?
World Series.
Dad watching the World Series. And mom said, come on in. He came on in. He started talking. Then his voice started getting louder, Porter. It got louder. You know how when you start to get angry, you think if you get louder, the people hear you? So his voice started getting louder, and then he started pointing. And dad's still watching his game. Every now and then he look over and see the man, what he doing. But mom steps in the room. And y'all remember mom? She's past here. She in glory. But mom was an attractive woman. She's attracted, long hair, and, you know, just tough lady, you know. So she came walking in the room, and I saw that. So remember, I'm looking for the first time. She walked in the room, and I saw her walk towards the door. Then she turned around, and she said, hold on. Hold on. And everything stopped. I stopped. The dog stopped. Everything stopped. Dad even stopped. She said, hold on. You need to leave. Because you're not coming in my house and talking to my husband that way. So she said that, and then he didn't move. Then she walked to the door and opened up the door and said, you need to leave now. So that was my second version of what to do with anger. So I come to find out, y'all gonna get free today. Don't worry, just listen close. So I found out today, over this weekend studying, so I picked up characteristics of mom about dealing with anger. Because I'll tell you what to do in my anger. So the other day, we had, Corey, you was on the phone. Yes, sir. I had ADT come by because they were supposed to, you know, get our video straight and all that kind of stuff. And the dude got here with attitude. Got here with an attitude. Now, we don't wait 6 months. Say 6 months. And you show up with attitude. So, you know, y'all know y'all pastor is kind of intentional about what he does. So Corey and I talking on the phone because the man trying to tell us that Corey has the master password. And I'm trying to tell him I got the master password. Corey tells the man twice, no, he has the master password. And he's starting to get special. So now that I realized it was mom, you know, my characteristic is my mom. So I stepped closer to the guy. So he had nowhere to go. I shut the door. We was in this what y'all call it, the core? Security closet. So I shut the security closet door. Now, I'm mad, but I'm going to tell him what to do. I said, now, this is what you need to do. You need to lower your voice. You need to stop snapping because we're paying you to do a job, and I don't appreciate how you act. So Corey knew what was going on, so Corey hung up the phone. Corey said, yeah, I know Pastor got it. Am I lying? He said, I know Pastor got it. I said, so this is what you need to do. You need to take a step back. Now, I'm standing in the way of the door because you ain't going out, but I'm telling you what to do. And I realized as I was studying this, that was mom characteristics. So I apologize. I would say I apologize. And but it's just, see, don't apologize, then tell me again what we did wrong. The system was so jacked up that he had to call a specialist to talk to them on the phone to get it straight. So after that, he apologized about 3 or 4 times. I didn't mean to, but you think that's gonna affect what y'all call it, the survey? I'm going to tell them what I encountered. So then I'm down at Curly's house, you know, Curly's family. And Claudine had moved into a new place, the upstairs apartment. And so I go knock on the door, but I knocked on the wrong door. And so the dude, you know, then I realized the wrong door. So then I step over and start knocking on one beside it. So a dude come to the door. He tall and he mad. What do you want? I said, I'm sorry, sir. I knocked on the wrong door. Well, what you doing knocking on? I said, hold on a second. And this is what's going to happen. I'm stepping at the right door. I'm knocking on the right door, and I'm gonna go upstairs to see that family. You can stand there if you want, but I'm going upstairs. So I left him standing outside. But you know, I'm just telling y'all, I got that from my mom. You see what I'm saying? So we're gonna find out what y'all got from your mom and dad or caregivers. Okay, y'all ready to do that? Y'all okay with that? Okay, all right. Tamika, you okay with that? Okay, Tamika says she good, all right?
Equalizer. Mm-hmm. Denzel, he tells the people before he kills them what he's about to
okay,
do.
Okay, okay.
He's like, okay, I'm going to hit you with this. I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to slit your throat.
Oh, that's
like, he
right.
does
that's
that
true.
Before he does it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so maybe that's why I like Denzel. Because you tell him what you're going to do. All right, so I'm just telling y'all where we're going, okay? All right. Shell. Okay, all right. So your father expresses anger about what? And I'm talking to you guys. Just raise your hand and mic person come your way. How did your father express his anger? Because see, we're going to bring healing to you in these areas so that it's you creating your own way of processing anger. Sharon, you hand it up? Okay, okay.
My father, when he was living, would lash out by, first of all, getting drunk.
Getting drunk, okay.
Then after that, come home, raising his voice,
okay.
just disturbing the whole family okay. dynamics.
Okay, yeah. I appreciate your honesty. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
We have someone online that says the Holy Spirit just shared with them that they deal with their anger like their father did,
okay.
which has been negative and unhealthy.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Got somebody here? Yes, sir. This is real stuff, guys.
It's either he yells or like if he mad at one person, he'll get mad at everybody. So every person will either get punched.
Okay.
Or he'll start laughing like excessively.
Okay. All right. So he get angry, lash out at everybody, so that everybody's included, and start laughing. Okay. All right. Who else? Anybody else? Coming your way. So this is really interesting because, see, some people, the dad yelled when he got angry. He started slapping people around when he got angry. And I want to find out because I want to make sure you guys don't get the slapping. Because, see, this crew, they'll slap you back. I'm just telling you. Who was it?
Yeah, my dad, I didn't know he was angry until it was too late. So
okay.
he would let it build up and then he would go off.
Okay, let it build up and then go off. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay, all right.
I remember one day my dad felt disrespected by his niece at the time.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, my cousin. And because he felt disrespected, he backed her in the corner and slapped her.
Okay.
And it wasn't even his kid.
Okay.
And it caused strife in the family for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Was somebody over here? We good? Okay. Yes, ma'am.
My plus parent would leave, like he would just leave the house if he was angry.
Okay, just leave.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell anybody where you're going and just leave. Okay, all right. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm. I haven't known my dad for long, but
okay.
But I know him well enough that when he gets like angry or upset, he kind of suppresses it.
Okay.
And just like starts sighing a lot.
Sighing a lot. Okay.
Like. You can tell he's angry, but he doesn't express it.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's all I've seen.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty. All right. So go ahead, Dale.
Well, with my dad, I think all he had to do was look at him.
Uh-huh.
You could tell when he was angry.
You could tell? Okay. How did you tell, Dale?
His whole facial expression would change.
Okay.
And his tone changed.
Okay.
So he wasn't to be messed with at that time.
Okay.
And we recognized it early in life.
Gotcha. Okay. So, Dale, did you know when you could come back? Did he have facial expressions that showed that as well?
Well, yeah, when he come back to you then.
Okay, okay. So, okay, you just wait until he came to you. Okay. Let's see what Bob say. Nicole, go ahead. They're coming your way.
Miss Claudia said her father never showed anger. She thinks he stored it in.
Stored it in. Okay, okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Has always been a jovial person,
uh-huh.
so you knew he was angry because he got really quiet.
Okay,
and he would go by himself, and then you know, and maybe a day later he'd come back. He was happy again.
He was happy again.
Yeah.
Okay, but nothing was ever mentioned about dad was wrong or anything. right?
He may speak sternly if he had to speak.
Okay, gotcha.
But for the most part, he's quiet.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Let's see what moms do. Mom expressed her anger by clamming up, giving everyone the cold treatment, freezing treatment, and slamming doors, especially the cabinets. The cabinets got that cabinets corded at some people's house. Boom, boom, boom. I said, you sure y'all wanted us to come over for dinner? Yes, sir.
My mama just be heavy on the sarcasm.
Like, you know, is she in here? Is she in here? She next door? Okay.
It's either that or she'll pronounce my name in a certain type of way.
Okay.
Like she won't say Devlin. She'll be like, Dev Land. It's like, oh, you know, it's like, it's different.
I appreciate y'all staying. Dev Land. Yeah, mine was Paul Lawrence Dunbar. When mom, that ain't even my name, you know, but when she, tell that what she called me, man. Paul Lawrence Dunbar. And like, that's when I knew I was in trouble. That's what I do. I knew it then, man. Okay. My mom threw a shoe at me one time. Yeah. Anybody had a shoe thrown at her? Raise your hand. Yeah. Shoe. Mom was tough. She ain't play. Ain't no thing about I got went on dad to spank you. Any of y'all here been spanked by your mom? Yeah. Raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. Mom threw a shoe at me because I tried to be smart about something. That shoe, it went down the hallway, turned left, turned right, boom, hit me in the head. There it is. Ain't lying in church. Ain't lying. To this day, when I see it in glow, I'm going to ask, Mom, how you do this shit? Just going to check with her because she did it. I'm telling you, went down the hallway, made a left, made another. Yes, sir. Boom, in the head. What she even throwing it for? Go ahead, young lady.
Okay, so my mom, she get like fussy.
Okay.
She get fussy, and then she.
You can share.
Yeah, you can share.
I just don't like it. So yeah, she get fussy, and then she like start getting upset.
Okay.
Like. Bit come some tears upset.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So then we me and my sister, we would stop what we were like doing and we would comfort her. So it wasn't as bad, but when we were younger, we'd get spanked.
Okay.
I remember one time I think I tried running.
That don't work. Is that?
She caught me.
Somebody said don't run over there.
I remember, like she when I was younger she would spank me, but okay. Now like she'd get upset.
Okay. Yeah. The worst thing you want to do though, guys, I see, is see somebody start crying when they get angry. Cause see they crying away all the reasons why they shouldn't be nice to you. I'm just telling you. Yes, ma'am, to me.
So my mom has a soft voice, so she didn't yell, but one time she told me I couldn't go outside and I threw a cup of milk because I was mad.
Okay.
She walked up on me. I was like, she would come up on you like in your space. And I was like, it was an accident. So her demeanor just was threatening. But then she would tell on me and then my dad would spank me.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
So there was this one time when we pushed our mom to the limit. I'm not sure if Porter remembers this. This is a benefit of me being 4 years older. So my mom usually was like, pretty chill, and we were homeschooled, so she was doing the whole stay-at-home mom and being the teacher thing, and we fought like cats and dogs when we were little. Like, okay. We fought all the time, Porter and I, and we lived in a trailer, which was like 800 square feet or something, and this one day, we had been just at each other all day. This is probably at like noon, okay? So my mom, she opened the door to go out on the little deck thing, and we're both like, oh, she's going to go out there and get a switch. Dang it. Like, no, what she did was she closed the door. She stood out on the deck and she screamed.
Okay.
For like 2 minutes straight. She didn't scream any words. She just screamed. And Porter immediately burst into tears and he goes, should we call daddy? And I was like, no. And he's like, should we call Grammy? Which is my mom's mom. And I was like, we're not calling anybody. I was like, and it was I told my mom, we were talking about this the other day. She remembers it.
She does? Okay.
And I said, it's probably the most effective discipline you ever did because we just were like, we broke mom. We broke her. What? Okay. Oh, no. Like, it was way more effective than a spanking. We were like, but the 2 minutes that she was screaming, I just looked at him. I was like, we're going to be so good. We're going to be so good the whole day. and we're not going to fight, and we're not going to make her upset, and I don't know why this is happening, but, like, we have to make it stop.
Okay.
So that's the time we push my mom to her snapping point.
All right. Okay. Y'all are still here, so she came back in. All right. Nicole?
Miss Latrice said that her mom would say, come here immediately, and
okay.
she would be in the same room.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Sure.
I remember when I was younger. My mom, when she would get upset, she would raise her voice, and I'll never forget this. I remember the house that we were living in. I remember exactly where I was standing in the hall, and she was yelling at me about something. I don't know what it was, and I got so angry that I hit her. Okay. Well, she hit me first.
Okay, you hit her back.
And I hit her back.
Ooh! Why y'all say ooh for? Hey, look, everybody want to know what happened after that.
That was not good. I mean, as soon as I did it, I regretted it.
Okay.
But I was just so angry.
Okay.
And it was automatic. It was like, bam, bam.
Okay.
And so after that, the other worst part of this whole thing was my mom had a habit of, when she was upset, she'd lash out at you, but she'd also call every one of her sisters and relive everything, and would always do it so that I could hear everything that she was saying. Okay. So, yeah, I regretted it.
Okay.
And I never did it again.
Okay. All right. Which side did she hit you on?
Which side did she hit me?
Uh-huh.
No, it was like on my body.
Okay.
Okay.
What side was it?
There's some therapy to that, too. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it was on my left side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's your left, right?
Yes.
The reason why I ask is because in the beginning, as you started to talk, you started to scratch your neck.
Oh, you are kidding. Really?
You started to scratch your neck. Mm-hmm. You kept scratching your neck, and then after a certain point, you stopped. So that's why I asked what side, because your mind still remember where it was hit.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Everything means something, guys. There's no such thing as unexpressed emotion. Goes, but see, this is the funny part. We're going to get free, Shay. We're going to get free. So I'm just asking these questions so I can get y'all to get honest. I got one right here. Oh, you got one? Okay.
With my mother, Madeline can attest to this. She had a way with words.
Okay.
And she could, like, I mean, you're talking about somebody could cut you down.
Uh-huh.
It's like she was mowing the grass.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So after she was done with you, you were okay. So you had to be. So
the grass would grow back.
Oh, yeah. She would cut you up.
Yes, ma'am.
So I know my mom's tone would, like, change. And, of course, you know, you'd get spanked at some point. And then there was a time where, like I know, you know, you don't rise up against your mom. And, mm-hmm. like, especially, like, my mom was just, like, she a little built.
Okay.
So my brother was going through, like, a rough time with just anger and stuff like that. And so there was a couple occasions where he would try to, like, fight her, like, just physically. And I remember my mom being angry because, like, it's, like, that's your child. Like, you know, why? But he was on the ground in, like, 3 seconds. Like, you don't try to mess. She got him down. He was like this, and she was like, so yeah.
Just want to renew your mind about what's going to happen. So next time he tried it again, it won't work.
Yeah.
Okay. She made it clear. So the reason why God is showing me this about anger, and He really, really revealed it on Friday, and that is because somebody here in this congregation is going to jail and prison if they don't change this. And it won't be an either or. It's going to be and both. So I had a session with a person, and I'm just, you know, going through the counseling process, and all of a sudden I just stop and I say, the enemy is coming after you about your rage. And everything goes quiet. And the person says, well, it's strange that you should say that, because I had an incident with a person years ago. And I got so angry that I followed them. And I followed them, and I kept following them. And then it got to a place where they pulled into a police station, and the person didn't even recognize they were in a police station. So that shows you what rage can do, shows you what anger can do. So the thing that I've asked my father about this congregation is then, other than passing, that I wouldn't lose not one single person based off situations outside of church. Y'all understand what I'm saying? All right, y'all got it? All right, so when I express anger as a child, now we're talking to, when you express anger as a child, now we're just going to have to go fast, so y'all just going to have to holler it out for me. Did you throw temper tantrums, or did you hide in the closet and cry? Cried. Okay, I got one cry. What else? Cried. Okay. Cried. Okay. Who hid in the closet? You step up the stairs. They call you back there. Oh, it's a, there it is right there. Because it's a form of rebellion. Yeah. All right, who, yes. Oh, you say bad. Okay, I should stick a hook. There I go. All right, we're not surprised, though. But anyway, go ahead. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
We have an online viewer that says, I won't call their name.
Okay.
But they said that they tantrum.
Tantrum. Okay. 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 All right. Most of the time when people hide in the closet, there's something going on family-wise where they feel safer there. So it's combative. The intensity is there. Okay. So just want to let you know, come out the closet. Okay. Come out the closet. Even in counseling, come out the closet, because there's unresolved issues. And it normally starts with your stomach and bowels, where you held it for so long you didn't know when you could come out. So if you have trouble with your stomach and your bowels, just make an appointment, because that's where it was. I just didn't know how long I was going to have to hide. Was it an hour? Was it 3 hours? Was it days? Because if mom told you to go in the closet and she never came back to get you, you stayed because you knew you had to hide. Okay, I got one here.
So my anger when I was a teenager, making me cry already,
okay,
was really, really bad. And okay, I would fight my mom and dad.
Okay.
And one time I spit at my mom.
Okay. Appreciate your honesty. And what were you afraid of? And I'm not calling your name on the air.
I don't know. I was very angry. I even got on my own nerves.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate your honesty. Okay. And just, you know where to find me. Because it's still there. It's still there. And not only is it still there, but the repentance is there. Okay? All right? Yes, sir.
Oh, I was just going to say, I just stared at people.
You just stared at people?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I stared at people.
Okay, all right. Okay. So my parents responded to my anger by what? Did they yell back? Y'all just holler at me because I'm just using speed right now. Yeah. Yell back at them? Okay. Send me to my room. Yeah, y'all got sent to the room before, right? Oh, whipping to go to your room. Okay, all right, okay. I'm make sure you go to your room with a warm butt. I'm gonna straighten this thing out. Wayne?
Usually they'll just tell me to deal with it.
Deal with it?
Yeah, just get over it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Okay.
I was required to stay with them.
You were required to stay
so
with them.
So I couldn't process my anger by myself. I had to stay right there with them in the heat of it and listen to them talk.
Okay. All right. So how explosive are you now?
I guess more explosive than I'd like to admit.
Okay. I appreciate it. Well, she just admitted to us, didn't she? Okay. Hi. You good with us, sir? You good with us? When someone gets angry with me, I'm going to give you these real quick. Keep asking them what's wrong. Who do that? Keep asking them what's wrong? Okay, all right. That's one person. Always assume I did something wrong. See, I got honesty right here. It's honesty in the sound booth back there. All right, keep them up. Keep it up. Okay, all right. Always assume I did something wrong. Usually think they're right. The person who's mad at you, do you usually think they're right? Okay. Sometimes? Okay. If and then? Okay. Just try to get out of the way. I see a few. Okay, on this side. So y'all renegades over on this side or something? I challenge them right back. This is the lawyer crew right here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is the lawyers right here. Okay, all right. Appreciate your honesty. How has your family expression of anger affected your current expression of anger. That's what all this is about, is to get you to a place where you can start seeing what you took from your family, your parents, your mom, dad, or caregiver. Yes, ma'am. Might come in your way. Because we're going to bring healing to that today before we leave. Yes, so, ma'am.
In my family, whenever I like stay with my grandparents' house, and my grandma gets upset at my grandpa, they're loud.
They're loud, okay.
Yeah, so and me and my sister, we're usually in the kitchen where it's happening. So we're looking at each other like, what's going on?
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And then like I give it a look and I'm like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Just wait it out.
Just wait it out.
And we're just eating. And we're just looking at each other and looking at them.
Okay.
I need to eat faster. I gotta get out of here. Sometimes you just gotta get out of the area, otherwise, because it has affected me.
Okay, I appreciate that.
My grandma, she would get loud with my grandfather, and he tried to. I'm talking about my mom's mom and dad.
Gotcha.
My grandpa would try to keep positive and try to smooth it out, make it not so heated.
Gotcha. Okay.
So when me and my sister were out of there, we could hear them sometimes.
Okay.
Depending on how bad it was.
Gotcha. Okay. Appreciate your honesty. Got one over here?
So everybody knows, my mama knows that she can cuss you out without cussing you out. That's everybody. With kindness.
That's it.
And so I have.
I enjoyed that. Did you want to give me some more? That's how cool she is with her stuff. I'm just telling y'all how cool she is. That's all. That's it.
So the Lord is working on me. So I have her talent of doing that, but it hasn't been graced by the Lord yet. So that is how my family's expression of anger has affected me. So if I get into a verbal argument with you, I will come for your life. I will put you in your place. I'll bring up anything you ever brought up in confidence. So the Lord is working on me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sharon, Mike, coming your way. Yes, sir. I mean, y'all real. This is real.
Something that I have been working on for a while that you have helped me through counseling to deal with. But usually in the past, my lashing out has been at family members more so than, you know, people in general. And when I lashed out, I would raise my voice. I remember when Ed and I first got married, I would just go for it. And I mean, I would raise my voice. Okay. And speak words of anger, and he wouldn't know how to deal with it because he didn't grow up in a situation where people hollered at each other.
Okay.
So I think that was the way that I expressed my anger.
Okay.
And has it happened recently? It hasn't happened recently because of the peace that I have now through the counseling that I got from you. And whenever I feel like I need to get a tweak, I'll say, hey, need a tweak.
I'll get ready to yell. Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Wayne?
My mother was very vocal, so you would know when she was angry.
Really? Okay.
But my dad wasn't. I mean, he always looked mean, but you could never know when he was angry.
Okay.
But I think he had a best friend.
Okay.
Most of the only time I seen my dad angry was when he had a argument with my mom. So she would tell us how dad was this and such and such and such and such. She was very vocal. Okay. My dad would go off to his best friend's house and probably vent there.
Okay.
But now that I think about it, you know, because he wasn't very vocal, he probably hid a lot of that anger.
That
affected him later on in his life.
There it is.
My mother has no ills. My dad, you know, he died.
Okay. I appreciate your answer. Yes, ma'am.
My mom was one that would be quiet.
Okay.
When she was angry and just be cold to everybody.
Okay.
And I'm sure that my dad got mad. I can't remember too many expressions of his anger that I saw.
Gotcha.
Not saying he wasn't. I'm just saying that I saw. Except when him and my mom were fighting. And my dad would yell and my mom would not say anything. And I tend to, when I'm angry, if I'm by myself.
Okay.
Or whatever the situation is, I won't say anything. But when I get by myself, I'll scream and yell and cuss and sometimes cry. But I would say I suppress a lot of anger.
Lot of anger. Okay. All right. Got a mic over here. One here. Okay. Porter?
In my family, I learned a lot more anger towards
things as opposed to people.
Okay.
Especially technology.
Gotcha. So
I definitely carried that on.
Yeah, you're a technology head. The thing going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Porter, give me an example. Technology.
So like my work laptop. Uh-huh. If my work laptop doesn't work, it could ruin my whole day.
Gotcha. You know, okay.
It could
okay.
just set the whole day off. Okay. But I'm much more patient and forgiving with people.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Than I am with technology.
Okay, all right.
So it's like a different with both parents. Uh-huh. So with my dad, it was like, because he mad bipolar, you know?
Okay.
So it was like, you don't know, like Uncle Wayne said, like, you don't know if he mad or if he not. So it was like to the point where I was scared of what was going to happen, because okay. I don't know when it's going to switch off or switch on.
Oh, gotcha.
And
okay.
with my mom, I feel like it's just some of her stuff rubbed off on me,
uh-huh.
because it's like when she gets angry, like she gets mad sarcastic.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
so with my teachers, when the only time I will for get angry with my teachers is if it's something that I'm trying to ask you that I don't know about
gotcha.
A certain
okay.
topic, or if I'm trying to get help
uh-huh.
and you're not helping me.
Okay.
So they said I would get mad sarcastic about that, and I
okay.
didn't know.
Okay.
Because they'd be like, are you giving me sarcasm? And I'd be like, I don't know, am I?
Okay.
You know, so it's like.
What y'all think? What y'all think? Thumbs up if y'all think you're getting sarcastic.
So okay. it's like, and they get mad at me for that. So I'm like, how you going to okay. get mad at me if I do or if I don't give you sarcasm?
Okay.
If you're not helping me out with my work, because I'm trying to graduate.
Okay,
you know?
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Appreciate your honesty. All right, so what I'm about to do is, I rewrote a prayer for you guys. And so a bitter root judgment. Bitter root judgment is during a time of hurt, frustration, and fear where you judge your mom, your dad, or your caregiver. So let's say you were raised by your grandparents or you were raised by an aunt or an uncle. So this bitter root judgment, it has to come back for you. Because it was planted by who? I'm going to give you a rough example of this. So I made a judgment against my dad. So he did a lot of work stuff. I mean, you know, work stuff. And so, Tim, do you remember he had, it was a, I equated it to a Beverly Hillbilly truck. It was, y'all know Beverly Hillbilly. It was a truck that had, it was like a blue, and then it had a wood trailer in the back so you could haul things and stuff like that. And so, you know, you in third, fourth grade, and you smelling yourself. Y'all know what smelling yourself is. Is that something that other people don't know? Feeling yourself. Y'all feeling yourself. We call it smelling yourself. And you know, you're growing up. So, you know, dad parked this truck up, you know, in sort of like in front of the house, so to speak. You know, this what I consider jacked up truck. So is that a judgment? So then all of a sudden, Carl and I, we get married, and we had 607 house and everything, and somebody give me a truck. What color is the truck?
Blue.
Okay, baby blue, like Top Gun's, Porter, what's his name back there? Spencer Mass. It's that color. And so the truck works for 2 weeks, Teresa. Then I got to park it the way my dad parked his. This stuff is real, guys. 99.9% of the people who come to counseling, that's one of the first places I go, is what judgment did you make against your parents? Because somewhere in where you're coming to see me for, it's in there. But see, we're going to get free of this about anger. Because we judged our parents. We didn't like how they did things. We thought we were smarter than them. Am I lying on anybody?
No.
We got it together. And so, you know, until I asked God to forgive me for judging my dad about that truck, nobody could find out what was wrong with it. I got specialists. I got it towed to places. They couldn't find out what was wrong. They could get it started. I ride out of the driveway of the place, and it stopped. When I forgave my father for making that judgment against him, the truck worked, and then somebody bought it. I said, y'all can have it. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. How much you got to give me for it? So what is anger doing in your life based off how you judge your father, mother, or caregiver? And it's going to be free. You're going to be free, guys. You're going to notice. To me, you're going to get free today. You're going to notice that there is going to be a difference in how you respond to anger, because it won't be coming through your dad. It won't be coming through your mom. It won't be coming through your caregiver. It'll be coming through Jesus Christ.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.